Okay, correct me if I'm mistaken here, but isn't that racial profiling? Oh, man, never a good time to tell that to a liberal, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to weigh in on this one just yet here. 866-313-3733, davidleeroth.com. You know what's going on in the news out there, baby. Yeah. They're talking about, what is this, Dubai? Or is this the Saudi Emirates? Or is this Saudi Arabia? I can't even say it this early. But you know who they're talking about, right? This is a major issue here. This is all over the news and everything. Tell me what you're thinking, Brian. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of people who are going to maintain that while the Saudis have turned their back on us a number of times, I got to imagine that Michael Moore, you know, coming from the movies and so forth, is, you know, he stood out in front of the Saudi embassy in his movie. And there was, you know, a number of issues of how much of America these individuals actually currently own. And it's an amazing amount. It's something like $3 trillion or whatever. And I don't know if this is a direct connection to that. If you know what this is, give me a call. 866-313-3733. Because if that's the same issue, then what a Michael Moore would say is, well, these individuals own something like literally $3 trillion worth of American property, American institutions, or whatever like that. And in that event, wouldn't he suggest this form of racial profiling? Yeah. I think Brian's having an Arabian Nights vibe there, man. This is a go both ways kind of a conversation here, because I see on one hand, of course, you don't want to sign over the port authority or the port anything to anybody who's, you know, outside of the jurisdiction, right? This is a common held thing. But if you do that, then you are in support of racial profiling. You're looking at a religion of an individual. You're looking at their headgear. You're looking at the way they style themselves, and you're going, bad guy. I don't know what that was. Different sound next time, brother. Here, go ahead and take a phone call here. James, he's on 866-313-3733.
Hello?
You're on, James. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, I love the show.
Thank you so much. What do you think about what's happening in the port here? Should we turn it over or what?
I actually work in the port, so it's funny. I think the politicians are kind of playing with the words. You got the Port Authority, the Coast Guard, the Advisory Committee there, still in control of security. The UAE, the United Arab Emirates, they just bought P&O Nedlord, which is a firm that works in the port. They're one of many firms.
Okay, so, but that's the parent company, is it not?
Yes.
And the buck stops there, does it not?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's where the purse strings finish, correct? That's the puppeteer. At the end of the day, the person with the buck makes all the rules, correct?
Yes and no, but...
Tell me about the no part. Tell me about the no part.
There's a lot of foreign companies out there that are in the port.
Okay, I understand foreign countries, but this is an issue that isn't literally rioting in the streets. This is an issue that is going ballistic over cartoons, literally, these days, okay? Individuals that are arguably involved in that sphere of thinking. You agree or disagree?
By no means am I for that group of people.
What do you mean by that group of people? Are you racially profiling?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and what kind of people? Describe them. Go ahead.
Well, you're talking about the extremist Arabian people.
Okay, how do you differentiate? How do you differentiate between the extremist Arabian people and regular Arabian people? I'm not even sure what either kind looks like. Explain to me.
It's all on the lines. How do you differentiate between a law-abiding citizen and a non-law-abiding citizen? You know, you can't look at somebody and tell. But like I said, I was just kind of letting you know that I think it's kind of getting blown out of proportion. I think words are getting used to kind of confuse people.
So are cartoons, if you catch my drift here. No, seriously, you're talking about a group of people, potentially, who are involved in a cycle of thinking that's religiously oriented, that even as we speak is causing riots in the street because of a political cartoon. Now they're going to have the purse strings that are involved in the ins and outs of arguably the most important service industry in the United States?
Right. Well, I guess I can see it both ways then. Thank
you. Thanks so much for calling, baby. Get up there. Okay, Jeremy. Jeremy, tell me what you think about this. 866-313-3733. Because I can argue this both ways, and I intend to for at least the next 38 seconds here. Go ahead, Jeremy. What are you thinking?
Good morning, Dave. How's it going, man? Listen, it's fine that these Arabs own so much U.S. property. That's fine. Great. But the fact that President Bush is saying it's okay for them to own key points in a weak security system already, I got a big problem with that.
I have a big problem with it, too, as well. And as far as I can tell, just from Michael Moore's pictures, and again, you know, I'm a hippie with a pistol. I told you I can argue both ways from either side, from Bambi's side or Nugent's side. I don't care, all right? And from what I'm remembering just from those pictures, those movies, rather, is that they own a tremendous amount of property, etc. I know what that means. The guy who makes the gold makes the rules, okay?
Right.
And are we not involved in a big dust-up, let's call it, in a rough neighborhood? Most of the neighborhood that those people are involved in are religiously oriented towards Islamic faith or Mohammedan or whatever. But don't I recollect hearing that the Bush family has really close ties to those Bandar Bush, the fellow who was the Saudi envoy, etc., for many years, close family friend, etc.? Is this another business issue that his family ties into? Or is this a something that, as a liberal, a left-leaning, whatever I'm supposed to be, that I accept it? And I say, well, you can't judge all people, right? Just, you know, so you gotta separate and choose. And just because they're involved in this kind of a thing, then that's okay? Did we lose him?
Hey, man, if you're humping one of the singers of American Idol, you can't be one of the judges.
I agree with you. Give it up, baby.
All right, man.
I think we got one more here. Chris, what do you think? Chris, are you on there? Roth Radio. You're talking to D-Row. Go ahead.
Hey, D-Row, my hero.
Go ahead. What do you think?
I disagree with it. I think we should, maintain our transportation with our country.
Okay.
I don't agree with Bush, you know, thinking he's going to veto everything that comes his way without even hearing what's going on here.
And what do you think is the impulse behind him allowing it? Is he being a free-thinking, almost democratic liberal and saying you can't racially profile, or is there a business agenda happening here?
I think there's definitely a business agenda happening here.
Thanks for calling.
I think he's getting something from it.
Oh, you really think his family's involved in it?
I do.
Do you think the general government at large is going to be freestyling and vote him out of this? Or is everybody going to just sort of knuckle under and let this all just sort of evaporate?
I hope we vote him out of this.
Thanks very much. Give it up, baby. Get up, Brian. DavidLeeRoth.com. We're worldwide here. You can give us the emails in on this. I still, I can argue it either way. Dorothy, let's get another woman's point of view here. 866-313-3733. Dot. What do you think? Go ahead, Dorothy. Dorothy, wake up. Are you there?
Yeah.
Next. Catch up on Dave one more time here. Sir. Dave, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you take?
And love your Van Halen attributes to this country.
Thank you so much. What do you think about the port topic, friend?
I live in Philadelphia, which is one of the major port cities, and I totally disagree with it. What a lot of people are kind of missing, it's not just racial profiling. Two people in 9/11 were linked to this organization, and the banks were filing the money for the 9/11 project that they call it. So I'm totally against it. I mean, this is our country, our ports. You let somebody that even with an inkling of terrorism, and Saudi Arabia is pretty sneaky with that. I mean, I don't totally buy they're on our side. They harbor terrorists. Their money has been connected with their organizations and training. So I don't want them in charge of our ports.
Okay, so you draw the line right there, but that's a little element of racial profiling. Should we extend that now into the United States, into the streets?
I'm sorry to say, if you're linked to a total terroristic attack on our country where thousands of people have died, I'm sorry, it just has to be done.
What do you think about those cartoons? What do you think about people rioting in the streets over the cartoon? Because that's probably what's informing a lot of folks' decisions, just as you're talking with me now.
Well, I think that's a little ridiculous, too. I mean, hey, they burn the American flag on a daily basis. Are we in there all the time, you know, raising hell and whatnot? I mean, we don't like it, but that's their expression. They don't like us, and, you know, they do what they do.
And these are the individuals that we're talking about giving the purse strings, in so many senses of the word, to our port system, are individuals who are involved in the cycle of religious thinking that has informed those riots. Whether those riots are extremists or not, it's part and parcel of the same belief system. The same belief system that's currently rioting over a freaking cartoon, okay? Now, that's incendiary to me. That's combustible. It's as explosive as Sasha looks this morning, okay? That's deadly. It's brain roasting, deadly, dangerous. And if, in fact, we're going to get involved with these individuals, I think we have to be accountable to that. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, this is an oil man, so obviously I think he has an agenda, and he is just totally disregarding what's good for this country and just, you know, there is an agenda. There has to be, because it just doesn't make no sense whatsoever.
Thanks for giving us a call. 866-313-3733. Yeah, it's DavidLeeRoth.com. We're all over the world here. Romania, just email us. Austin, Texas. Belleville, Ontario. Stonington, Connecticut. Valencia, California. Exeter, New Hampshire. Tulsa. Oh, everybody's weighing in on this one. Take the next one, man. They're all good up here. Live, Roth Radio.
George,
you're on.
How you doing, Dave?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that with the ports. I totally disagree. I don't think any Middle Eastern country should be in charge of anything in the United States. I mean, if they own businesses or anything like that, they should be revoked. I totally agree with racial profiling. I think at this day and age, we have to. I mean, they came here and attacked us.
I'm not going to make fun with you. I'm going to see if I'm not a little fuzzy on certain things here, and I'm going to extend what you're saying a little bit further here. If somebody appears to be of Mideastern descent, or, you know, wears a turban or something that is of that visual nature, should they then be yanked out of the line before anybody else at the airport?
Yeah, I do. I agree with that.
Okay. What about in the school system? If the kids, before they're in junior high school, wear a turban, if their parents carry that visual identification, should those kids have their names then turned into the local constabulary in some sense of the word?
Yes, I do. I agree with that.
Okay.
If you remember, at New Utrecht High School, I believe a kid made a statement to a teacher, said when he was looking out the window at the tower, she said, "What are you looking at?" And he said, "The towers." And she said, "Why?" "Well, because they're not going to be there tomorrow."
Oh, and he really...
How did he know that?
I don't know. You know, I don't even know that that story necessarily exists. But I have been to Utrecht High School. It's where I took my EMT exam, and I've seen the neighborhood. Anything after dark is dubious there, so, you know, halfway dubious in the general neighborhood as far as what kids say. But, you have some very interesting opinions. Let's see if we can get somebody to contrast what you're thinking. Thanks for calling in here. 866-313-3733. Put somebody on who's going to argue with what he just thought. Go ahead, friends. I invite you to fight this out. Go ahead.
Steve.
Yes.
Go ahead, friend. You're on.
Yeah, how you doing, Dave?
Good. Go.
Hey, listen, I'm a truck driver here. I work out of Connecticut. I drive every day here to Port Newark. And I just wanted to say, I really disagree with what President Bush is doing. I'd like to know what planet he's from.
Yeah, and what is your take on this as you work through the ports? Do you have a visual of how things might change if this gets involved?
Well, I have a feeling they're going to change for the worst. I mean, it's just a matter of time before, you know, something gets snuck in one of these containers. Like they said, 95% of the freight comes through here untouched.
Well, so does 95% of the American population, whether it's through a border or it comes off of a boat or, you know, swims its way in an inner tube from Cuba or like my grandparents, you know, somehow on in the steerage of the great steamships or whatever. But you're saying that the profiling is something that we could perhaps expand. Is that correct?
Well, I don't really agree with it, but I think, you know, it's something that has to be done because, I mean, you know, it's for the security of our people, it's for the security of our country.
What about at the airports? Do you think we should extend the idea that, no, we don't want to share anything having to do with the ports or anything like that into, wait a minute, why did we decide not to share the ports or the authority of the ports? Because of, A, there's a religious affiliation, there's political incendiary. That's about as big a word as I can think of, as in it'll blow your freaking skull off if
right.
if you light this the wrong way. You have people who are very much like a lot of people in the United States, man, very upset about a cartoon, okay, enough so that people are getting killed, that they're storming embassies, etc., and that these cycles of thinking are part of the very community of the individuals, supposedly, that are going to be in charge of the purse strings, okay? I don't think that it's even going to go as far as something like a new suitcase nuke or something that comes in storage. I think it's just simply, as we call it, sanctions now. You die of paper cuts. I can slow down your life so slow just by fooling around with your social security card. I can screw around with your FedEx. I can hold back on your fuel supply. I can screw up your fuel oil. I can be late on delivery for everything. It'll be like working for CBS, pal.
Yeah. Mornings, David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Roth, umeme wa juu, Radio Roth. Club Dave, kuna nyesha tukikuambia kuna nyesha. David Lee Roth, high speed radio, Radio Roth. Club Dave, where it only rains when we say so.
Roth Radio, David Lee, large in charge, 866-313-3733. Just take them from the top of the list one there, brother. Go ahead, Dallas, calling in on the port topic. What's up, brother?
Hey, is it David?
Yes, this is me. What's cooking?
Hey, man, this is Dallas. I'm calling you from outside of Philly in Bryn Mawr.
Outstanding.
Tell you the truth, man, my grandfather's grandfather was Jefferson Davis. So you can imagine my whole life growing up, all the things I heard in the house. And we had an underground railroad we put in. You know, I don't think people don't understand that truly, you know, this United States was built back in that time frame. Not where all these people are coming to our country now. If you're born on this soil, you have a right to say what we need to do. And we need to just close the borders down. We don't need to, like, keep everybody out. We just need to keep kind of in touch with them. You know, we need to know where they are. The Mexicans can come in and they can work all they want. We don't go back on the border. But now you're talking about opening up our ports. That's the most lethal part we have to worry about. You know, we don't need that. We shut down our economy just for 6 weeks. We'll go bankrupt. People won't believe what they're going to see. You know, that's my opinion. And I know a hell of a lot right now, believe me. And I'm telling you guys, you know, they should start listening to us. You know, just back off. Give us a little bit of space.
What do you do for a living, my friend? You sound very articulate about this.
Real estate, sales, you know, been, in fact, I used to work for a condo years ago down in Conshohocken.
So you have a very good idea of what happens when somebody, a landlord, decides to pull in the purse strings and make life difficult, correct?
Thank you. thank you.
Yeah, I
we
think
can do that as a group, not a problem.
And you talked about if this country gets its economy shut down for 6 weeks, it becomes instant peril. I remember what happened when only two buildings out of a possible 20,000 just in the island of Manhattan got bombed out of existence. Tragedy, but it was two out of how many thousands, and this entire country's economy was brought to its knees.
What is this because of Walmart? I mean, think about it. We take out 6 weeks of Walmart. What are the Americans going to do? They go crazy. I mean, it's a stupid thing to say, but I mean, it'll really upset our lives.
What do you think what do you think the agenda is with the with coming from the government that they're so allowing of this?
Well, they're not. You know what I mean? You understand there's so many people right now in the U.S. that are standing by under certain, like we call it an underground system, like a domino effect. And all we have to do is just stand up. And that won't happen today, but it'll happen soon. And, you know, nobody wants to fight. Bush, you know, he's already been pretty close. We've contacted. The best thing to do is just yank everybody out of that country we're in. Just get them home. Announce it fairly quickly. Don't pull out so quickly. You know, just like your woman. But, you know, I mean, take your time, bring it out, bring them home, and then let's work it out quietly. Because right now, we've got bigger things, to little fish to fry here.
Oh, we're fist fighting over cartoons, literally, with automatic weapons. People are dying over cartoons at this point in time. I couldn't possibly agree with you more.
David, wouldn't it be nice to put a big dome on the continental U.S., turn up the sound system, a little rock and roll here, a little Anya over there, a little Enigma over there, a little, you know what I'm saying? All just kind of get along, because that's a generation that we're all in. It's called Children of the Sun, and that's who we are. You guys should really listen to your music from the 60s and 70s. I'm telling you. What was that one by Neil Young, the Gold Rush or something gold?
Oh, no, I think it might have been Neil Young at this point, after the Gold Rush.
Yeah, was that the one where they talk about the ships coming down to the earth and things like that at the very end?
I like the way you think. Thanks much for giving us a buzz. 866-313-3733. Opening the ports, huh? Brian, he's a port worker. Talk to me, Brian. What do you think about this?
All right, check it out, Dave.
Go ahead.
I'm a 9-year veteran, longshoreman, okay?
Where are you working in?
I work out of Staten Island. I don't want to say the name of the company because there's only two big ones out there. I work with in one of the bigger ones, okay?
Sure.
And I want to let you know pretty much there's a problem going on right now that as soon as you get a Z card, and if anybody doesn't know what that is, you have to go down to the Port Authority on the Manhattan side. You go to the Coast Guard station, you get fingerprinted, you bring in the fingerprints from the FBI, from the police station, you take a drug test, you do a whole lot of information you have to give in order to just to get this Z card, okay?
Certainly.
That's a longshoreman card, and that means you can go into international waters. Okay, now if you don't have that and you have one felony, you're ineligible. Now, I know people who are presently working where I'm at. The first level, entry level of the Z card that you're allowed to is what's called a second class wiper. Okay, that's a person who just basic accessibility, and he's only allowed to certain areas of the ports, whether it's your own company or any other port that you're going to bring any ships or dock any barges to.
Got it.
I know guys who are not of this RSA American heritage or only a few years in this country, and they get cards and they don't speak any more than 50 words of English, and they have what's called second class first mate assistant. Now, in order to get that, that means you had to take at least one of two tests on the captain's degree board, okay? These guys are getting access to areas that guys, I'm a 9-year veteran, I'm now a second mate assistant. That took me 9 years to get that. I've seen guys, as I said, only speak 50 words of English, and they have higher ranks than more guys who are supposed to be anywhere near any type of access area, and that's one of the main problems that people don't even have a clue about what's going on right now with this country. Okay?
Is this going on in a number of ports, to your knowledge, my friend?
The one I work out of is Staten Island, which works with about 50,000 tons per ship every day, and there's 25 ships that goes out, 25
Whoa.
Ships that go out each day from our one company.
Sure.
It's happening there. Okay, that's one little company, one little one, but it makes billions of dollars worth of cash for a lot of people.
Wow. Well, like the Buddhists say, there's no one isolated incident in life. What you're seeing on one hand is probably happening in the middle and the other hand as well. This has been the most illuminating phone call yet. You got anything else to share with us?
Yeah, sure. I'll let you know on a couple other things. Now, this is one of the main things that people should be worrying about. When everybody wants to go to sleep at night, 11 o'clock, whatever, people got the nightlife, they're out till 2 in the morning, whatever it is, you got to understand something. As they say, 90-95% of whatever doesn't get looked at. You know how much cargo comes in on a freight liner when you're talking about 500-million-ton ship. You know how much area that is? If you were going to get one of those completely searched, that would take maybe a week. And there is no way anybody is going to have every single square inch of anything coming in with hundreds of millions of tons and give a thorough search to it. You know what they do? They would. You remember years ago, Crazy Eddie used to have, he had a scam. He used to take all the empty boxes and store them up in his stock room and say, "This is my inventory."
Crazy Eddie is insane.
Yes, that's why he's insane. Okay.
he's insane like a fox, huh? Okay.
Okay. That's exactly the same situation. What's going on right there? We'll have 50 containers filled up with exportable or imported toys or imported exporting steel, and then you have underneath that. That looks like the big, what's it called, Rubik's Cube puzzles. There's no way. We have to lift up every single one in order to open them up.
Stop right there. And you're talking about containers that are like the business end of an 18-wheel cargo freight truck, correct?
Exactly, exactly.
Go ahead.
And those don't get looked at. And it's not to say that it's impossible to look at, but the problem is it's called man hours, okay? If we're going to do the right amount of things for the people who's going to be at risk, you have to put in the man hours. And these companies would literally either be bankrupt or their bottom line would not be worthwhile to do so. So I don't see them changing any policy. But the bigger problem here, Dave, isn't not so much about what's going out of the country, but what's coming into the country, okay? So everybody better take a look at and who owns, who conducts all these waterways, okay? Everybody right now, you know, the Coast Guard's involved in it, and you have certain security police that are outside involved into it. Bottom line is, if there's 500 police officers manning every single coast from sea to shining sea, that's a lot. And how much are they going to actually confiscate or find people guilty of?
In terms of a 500 million ton per visit kind of a container?
Yeah. What are 500 guys going to do? And if they're all on one ship, what are they going to do?
You're making a really impressive argument here, man. Wow, this is stunning kinds of information, and it's the stuff that you never, ever, ever hear about. I agree with you. It'll be minuscule, almost insignificant. The amount is like a little fly on the ass of a buffalo. And
yeah.
You strike a really good chord here. Thanks so much for giving us a call.
You're welcome, Dave.
866-313-3733. Now there's silence in the room, huh? Go ahead, move them on down. Let's see what the women think here. Give me Lisa one time here, Hutch. Maybe she's got an issue with racial profiling, or maybe she's on the side of the last fella who just gave a call. Lisa, you're talking to D-Row. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave.
What's cooking, Lisa?
I just can't believe that Bush would even consider letting the Arabs own 6 ports of our country.
Why do you think he's doing it, sweetie?
I think it has to do with oil. I mean, his family's involved in oil. They're involved in oil. You know, one hand, you know, washes the other. Let me do you a favor. And, you know, he's not thinking for the country at all.
Okay, but in terms of him making actual money, I don't know how he would expect to do that behind the scenes with so much people viewing everything that he's doing. Is he helping his family? Is this a government issue? Is this something, you know, really, is there a payoff coming that you can't possibly go into his personal account? That's everybody's information, right? You can't possibly go to his wife who's going to show up in a new white mink stole with a Cadillac like in Goodfellas, and they go, "Hey, I told you, don't show off, guys. Take the jacket back." I don't think you're going to see that. So I'm wondering what the payoff is. Or is it just somebody who is taking ultimately to the ultimate left-wing, liberal, extreme Democratic end and saying, "You can't racially profile. The people that I know are good people. The people who you know are the bad people, and that's why we're there killing them, okay, with our soldiers. All right, if you agree they're bad, great. It's a good thing to kill them. But the people that I hang with, though they look exactly like the bad people, are good people." Now, we say this about blacks here in the United States. We say it about my Latino friends. We say it about my Chinese friends. There's good Chinese, necessarily all of my friends. And then there's bad Chinese gangster, necessarily in all of my favorite Chinese gangster movies. They're easy to identify if you know me, because I can point. But if I'm not with you, you may have a little difficulty figuring this out. Is that what George is saying? What do you think, Lise?
Well, I mean, just a few months ago, there was this big issue on the news about how our ports are one of the most vulnerable spots of the country. I mean, they're not you know, watched like anything else is. I mean, we have more security at the airports than we do at our ports.
Yeah, but well, that's not saying anything. I thought one of the most vulnerable spots in the United States was Jessica Simpson. But hey, that's my own, my fertile imagination here. In fact, I'm going to open up a port right now, baby.
David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Umelinganisha moja kwa moja kwa David Lee Roth, moto kidogo na sanamu za kushangaa. You tune directly to David Lee Roth. How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
Close up the porch here. Let's see what somebody thinks about racial profiling up there. Talk to me, Joe. Roth Radio. You're talking to D-Roke. You're in the house. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, Joe. What do you think about all this?
Well, didn't we do racial profiling back in World War II with the Japanese in the internment camps?
Anybody yes,
Japanese, we Japanese. That's where they ended up.
Yeah, that's why I know how to. That's why how I started a life in the martial arts when I was 11 years old. There's a huge Asian community, primarily Japanese, in Pasadena and Arcadia, California, which is right where the Santa Anita racetrack is. If you've seen Seabiscuit, then you know all those great race scenes that happen at Santa Anita. That was a Japanese internment camp with over 40,000 people. All their families were stationed there. They were all their all of their property was taken away, all of their cash, their bank accounts, everything was dissolved. And when they were allowed to finally leave that internment camp, hey, you got no cash. How far away are you actually walking, baby?
Yeah, I mean, so what's the difference between what was done back then and what the president wants to do now?
I don't know that he's talking about creating internment camps. I think that he's talking about... Well, wait a minute. You confused me totally. Congratulations. You're the very first one in my entire broadcasting career, which is roughly 8 weeks long. You get a plaque.
Hey, you're doing a good job, man.
I was doing a good job. Now, start again here. He's not talking about racial profiling. I'm saying that the folks who are lining up, and it's clearly a majority who are saying, no, you can't have the ports be part of the Arab Republic or any part of that nation. Neighborhood. I'm going to summarize here, but no, that part of the that neighborhood cannot be part of our port system. I'm saying, okay, even if I may agree with you, isn't that racial profiling? What do you think? I finally got it straight. Give me another cup of coffee here, man. Go ahead. You're on. I'm drinking Red Bull. Go ahead, man. I got to wake up.
We are founded with one thing, you know, with our rights. It's always called presumption of innocence.
Yes.
All right, now we're just looking at somebody saying they're guilty without even knowing. Yes, there is a lot of bad things happening in this world. And know what? In 20 years, there's going to be a whole lot more bad things happening in this world. But that's the way the world is.
Okay, so you are a proponent of calm acceptance.
Well, you know what? You just kind of look at throughout history that... bad things are going to happen. No matter how good you want to be, you can't stop it.
Yeah, but it reminds me of when Sitting Bull finally wrote over the entire rest of the Indian nation to President Taft, I think it was, and he said in Indian language something that had to be translated. Taft was making fun of him. He was a racist. And he said, ask the big chief if he's got any great recommendations for me, the great white chief. And he said a very famous sentence that amounts to, yeah, watch your immigration laws. Okay, now what you're talking about here is a reverse form of immigration, because if you own the bank, then you live here. Okay, if you borrow $1,000, the bank owns you. If you borrow $10 million, you own the bank. And if you own the bank, then you can turn off the flow. You can drag your feet. You can create legal premises that say, no, I want to stop this. I want to get involved in this part of the business. I disagree with that. And you will have control over that bank. In America, the bank rules all. Maybe between the bank and church, and that's it. And the Medellin cartel, but you don't say that on the radio. No, I'm serious. And when you hand over the kinds of purse strings where the buck stops to people who are affiliated in a religious cycle of thinking, whether they're the good cycle or the bad cycle, it's part of the cycle. It's part of the neighborhood. And I think that's where the fear is coming from. So tell us how we can allay our fears in 3,500 syllables or less. Go ahead. You're on.
You know what? Fear is always going to be there. If you look throughout history, religion has started wars. A religion can always start a war, but I've never heard of a religion stopping one.
Okay, well, that's an interesting concept. I don't know that it's religiously biased, though. I think there's a lot of politics. There's a lot of nationalism. There's a lot of property turf war going on, you know, whether it's oil or whether it's land and water. Ultimately, those will be the things that everybody goes to nuclear war 9 over. It'll be simple lake water. Hey, we want some water to drink. Hey, we got to have a place to camp because everywhere else is a burned out Hulk, okay? And I think that if there's a little bit of a difference, then, okay, we're just going to turn over to the landlordship some people that we're already in contest with. Great, we do business with the Saudis. I'm all for it. Have they turned on us? Of course, a lot like my blood family has in other business relationships. And I am a little bitter, and I won't bring it up again. But it does happen at the lowest level and the highest level. I don't care if it happens on the playground or in Washington, D.C., and you may say that's not much of a conceptual leap, and I may frankly agree with you in this case. But it happens routinely. You gotta watch out. Like the Islamics say themselves, believe and trust in Allah, but tie up your camel. Go ahead, you're on.
Like I said, you know what? This has been going on throughout history. You look at what happened, you know, when the Russian Republic, you know, disintegrated. You know, no more Soviet Union. Now everybody's fighting to get their nationalism back.
Yeah, what is your point? What's your point? Go ahead.
You know what? I think we're just taking this a little bit too far and pointing fingers.
Yeah, you might.
Instead of trying to solve a problem.
You're right. Maybe we should just like make a political cartoon that summarizes it. That'll make everybody laugh, and then we can all kind of sit around in a circle together and get along. And Jesus, look out for that Molotov cocktail, David. Okay, Jim, he's a firefighter. He knows something about security here. You're on, Jim. D-Row, Roth Radio. You're talking to David Lee. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Excellent, my friend. What's on your mind today? Go ahead.
Obviously, I was on the job during the time of 9/11, so I dealt with a lot of the stuff. But I also, when I finally went back to my side job, which was at Newark Airport, I kind of started using that racial profiling myself. I remember seeing work being done in the airport, and these security guards of Middle Eastern descent, or whatever you want to say, probably making $8, $9 an hour, are, you know, convoying all these work trucks onto the airport. And I was thinking to myself, you know, how, you know, what says that these guys aren't letting trucks in with, you know, getting onto the airport, high security and stuff, and, you know, that something possibly could have happened.
What's your theory? Is that something should be done about it, or that this is the result of clearly liberal, supportive democratic thinking, and that we should accept it? Or what's your theory?
I absolutely think that we should racial profile. I do it every day, unfortunately, whether it be going into an emergency down to a subway area. I'm a little more careful, and I know that people in this country, they're among us in this country, and there's nothing we can do about it, but I'm very uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, me too. And I'm wondering if we can't iso-focus on certain sensitive areas. The ports are sensitive areas. Airports are sensitive areas. We're not talking about a concentration camp. We're not talking about rounding up families and destroying incomes and mortgages. We're not talking about collecting the kids in one place. This isn't Ethiopia versus the Eritrean rebels. This isn't the great fight that is in the Sudan. But I think it pays to pay pay attention, okay? Now, it's very interesting to me that a good friend like Henry Rollins takes such umbrage when he reads a book that says jihad. Somebody reports it, says something to the person at the airport. All right, great. It's the great alternative hero, Henry. We know Henry. We know that he's educating himself. But I'm wondering if you didn't know him, okay? If you had no idea who that individual is and he's got that international vibe, you can't tell where he's from, okay? He's sitting next to you. He's reading that book. Come on. You're not going to pay attention to that? You're an imbecile if you don't. You don't belong on the airplane. You're a dangerous person. Everybody, instead of paranoia, like the Boy Scouts, a little more prepared, perhaps. Do you agree or disagree with me, Jim? What do you think?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree.
Thanks for giving us a call. 866-313-3733. Go ahead, man. Just touch. They're all good calls. And the phones are jamming on this one.
Tony.
Tony, you're on Roth Radio. Hit it.
Dave.
Tony, are you a port worker?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Dave. Good morning, Dave.
I'm here, Tony, and so is about 200 football stadiums worth of people listening to you now. What can you share with us?
Hey, go ahead. I love you, baby. Hey, I'm a crane operator over in the port.
Okay.
15 years I'm there, union job, real good job. I could see me losing it. I got 12 years left to retire.
Okay.
What are they going to do to us here? They can't stop the drugs from coming in our ports. Come on.
So what you're saying is they can't stop drugs, so how would they stop ordnance?
How are they going to stop anything coming in?
And you're talking about stopping individuals as well?
How come Japan won't give their ports to us?
That's a very interesting call, and it's probably something nobody thought about.
Arabs, if they get ports, because, like the one caller said, it's going to cost you a gazillion dollars. We make a lot of money. That's going to be the bottom line. They're going to get rid of us first.
You know what? This is not something that I've heard for the first time here on the show, and I'm glad that you bring it up, because now people are starting to talk about, in our defense industry, we have entire vocations, sciences that we no longer do. Quick, name me an American television company.
Yeah. See? Who owns them now?
Yeah.
Sony, baby.
And in terms of all those audio communications and all of that high-end transistor technology and everything that we don't use maps anymore. We use GPS. We don't use pencils anymore. We use keypads. We don't use wheels anymore. We use helicopters. And pretty soon, everything is going to be airborne or air-delivered, what have you. We don't even have the technology that can support all of that. And that's just a fear that comes from our friends. Because what if in 10 years the Japanese go, you know what? We're still a little bit PO'd about Santa Anita Racetrack. My grandparents had a real bad time there. And you know what? We're going to close our ports. And you guys can make your own freaking flat screens from now on. And you can fix them into your tanks and your airplanes and whatnot. And your own home entertainment centers, etc. That's just a fear that's bouncing around amongst our friends. In terms of individuals who are freaking out because of a cartoon, do you agree or disagree with me, Tony? What do you think?
I agree with you. And they want to see all our good jobs go down the tubes. How am I going to put my kid through college with McDonald's?
Well,
come on.
Yeah, they don't want to see your job go down the tubes, Tony. They want to see your job go down their tube. Thanks for calling, baby.